You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
When you talk about players that are beloved in Seattle, Edgar Martinez is high on the list. He's a guy, one team player throughout his career, always with the Mariners, started with Seattle in the Kingdom days when the Mariners were sometimes struggling to get out of last place. He helped hit them out of last place and joined Ken Griffey Jr. and Randy Johnson and Ichiro Suzuki in turning the Mariners into one of baseball's strongest teams when he was in the peak of his career. Played 2,055 games, 18 years, all of them with Seattle. Seven-time All-Star. A 312 career hitter, a guy that's considered one of the best right-handed hitters in history. He's also, you know, he was patient. He was a guy that pitchers always hated to face because 418 on base percentage, if you didn't throw strikes, he would take the walk. If you made a mistake, he would bang it off the outfield wall for an extra base hit or hit a home run over the fence. Wound up his career with a 933 OPS that ranks 33rd in history, better than many of the people that were first ballot Hall of Famers, including Frank Robinson, Mike Schmidt. As a hitter, his credentials are pretty much impeccable. 21st all-time with his 418 on-base percentage. Definitely Cooperstown worthy. However, much of his career was spent as a designated hitter, started at third base, was defensively challenged, not a lot of range, wound up being moved to designated hitter early in his career and spent most of his career there. So I think not that DHs can't be in the Hall of Fame. Frank Thomas played more than half of his career as a DH. He's in the Hall of Fame. There are other DHs that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. David Ortiz comes to mind. But I think voters often look to reward complete players. And for a guy who was pretty much a hitter only in Edgar Martinez, the bar is set a little bit higher. And as a result, I think the climb to get to Cooperstown has been tougher than Edgar Martinez hoped it would be, tougher than his supporters in Seattle and around the major leagues hoped it would be. But a little bit at a time, support for him has grown, and it should because he is such a, was such a terrific hitter. If you think of the modern game, I would compare him to a Paul Goldschmidt. Maybe not the same kind of a power, but the same kind of a threat for getting on base. He is, a guy that career OPS is right there with Vladimir Guerrero, Albert Bell. Just a tremendous right-handed hitter. Was with three Mariners teams that got to the championship series. Unfortunately, none of them went on to the World Series. Not only a great player for his franchise, but a great player in the American League in the DH era, and a guy who there was never really suspicion. Even though he did play in the PED era, never any taint to the success that he brought to the Mariners. So, all-around great hitter, Edgar Martinez.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.